Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, kicking off the week on a Monday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Some of you are going to think I'm quite callous here. And those of you who think I'm quite callous, well, you may be right. You may be right, because I'm getting a little sick of a couple of things that are happening across the fruity plain. Right after we had this first, I guess this will be known as the social media murder with Vester and Allison and Adam, where Allison and Adam were the victims. We had a 72-hour blitz right after that. Now, never mind in that amount of time how many other murders occurred. No, this one got special treatment. As they all, and do you remember, you know, when I was a kid back in the 70s, I used to watch American Bandstand. They always had the spotlight dance. This is the spotlight dance. These occasions like this, where there's something new and novel and somehow making it horrific to them. It's horrific to all of us, but it's horrific to them to watch it. Otherwise, you know, the stuff that happens on a daily basis to people, to poor people, to black people, you know, all kinds of people, that doesn't matter. But in the last three days following the untimely deaths of Allison Parker and Adam Ward at the hands of Vester Flanagan, there was a 10-minute interview with Allison Parker's competitive tango dancing partner. An even longer segment on the WDBJ Christmas party. There were three or four interviews with people, because apparently he had more than one best friend, with Adam Ward's best friends. And, of course, there's Allison Parker's dad, who's out there, and he's saying things like, they have messed with the wrong family this time. No indication. I guess they is me and you. Because we dare believe in things like due process, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, that kind of thing. We have messed with the wrong family. And when you look at him, I, the way he's talking right now, I got to sort of think he's had a little practice at this anti-gun thing. Now, on average, you're going to be looking at between, 12 and 15,000 murders per year, 8,000 of which we know are done with guns, or not, and of that number, it's not all murders, because some of those are justifiable homicides. That takes it down to about 7,200, of which we know half of that is gangland, so, you know, then we're talking around, 3,600. What makes Allison Parker and Adam Ward so special to warrant this? What makes Trayvon Martin so special? What makes any of these people so special as to warrant all of this spotlight attention? there is no objective basis here for this to merit the kind of media attention this got. I'm sure that these two young people were very nice young people, and I'm sure that they were loved and respected by everybody that they came across, but they weren't any more deserving of the countless hours of, and it's not even eulogies that we're hearing anymore. This has been a pivot to a political agenda. They're face down, their blood is still spreading, and they've got a political agenda standing on their backs. There have not been countless hours of eulogies of the 120 some odd people who've probably been killed since then. Some of those deaths didn't even merit local mention in the news, much less round-the-clock mentions in the national news. These kids weren't on the verge of curing cancer or setting a new world record, or they weren't major celebrities. They were killed on live television. That happened on a very small local channel with a very small viewership. And the footage is now being recycled to push an agenda. Not anything out of respect for these two young people that met their untimely demise. They weren't colleagues of any national cable news network. There's thousands of these small network affiliates, and each one has a relatively sizable contingent of on-air reporters and cameramen that you've never heard of. There's no more reason for Wolf Blitzer to feel a personal connection to these two particular individuals than there would be for me to feel any sort of kinship for some guy that talks about cars in, Anchorage, Alaska. They were telegenic, no doubt about it, and their families and friends all appear to be quite media savvy. They were killed by a gun, and therefore this story provides a perfect vehicle for the activists in the media to push their narrative on gun control. Chris Cuomo is out there. He's trying to, Geraldo Rivera is out there. He's trying to batter it up, and everybody else is trying to batter it up all at the same time. And long gone is any mention of Alison Parker or Adam Warren. And here's the despite what Alison Parker's dad may believe, there is going to be no way to stop this kind of thing. I have looked at that video over and over again. The only thing that strikes me about the video is they should have heard him coming, and nobody looked up. I don't get it. Media people, and I'm going to address this to some other people that I deal with. Media people need to be a little more aware of what's going on around them. And they need to be aware that there's some people that are going to fixate on them and they're going to target them. It's happened before. The media doesn't care about Alison Parker or Adam Ward, except for the fact that these two have been offered up as a sacrifice for their cause. They're using both them and everyone that was around them because of the spectacle value and because it helps promote a political agenda that they believe in. This transparent emotional manipulation at the expense of legitimate grief of a family that has suffered loss is absolutely sickening to me. The supposition that everybody out there makes on the anti-gun left that they've stated in the media is that we don't care when people get killed. I can't say what I'm thinking, but it has a whole lot to do with you doing something to yourself, those that would make that statement about me. I do care. As a matter of fact, I care so much that I wish I could be transported back in time and be between that assailant and those innocent victims. Do you? Are you willing to go that far? You're not. I already know that. You might have armed guards or something. Give up those armed guards, by all means. Live out here with the rest of us and see how much fun that is. Enough with this absurd coverage. The transparency is out there. We know exactly what you're doing. Your game is blown. Sorry to have to put it to you that way. And all this other stuff, you are making it more and more with a supposed... We'll cover that when we get back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. education has to be boring?
Saying yes.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces, earrings, and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I saw this little back and forth going on out there. This originates from a interesting website called dadscribe.com, which as soon as this article gained any traction at all, it was scrubbed, and I think the website came down for a little bit. The title of this article is What Your NRA Decal Says About You. I don't know. What's the name of this pilgrim? It doesn't even give credit to the name for this. But anyway, let me read this to you. Verbatim. I see that NRA decal on the rear window of your car and my eyes narrow. I look at the back of your head in the driver's seat and I wonder if you are a threat. A threat to my children. A threat to me. A threat to society. I see a news report about the latest shooting deaths in the United States. I brace myself for the NRA talking points on social media. I try not to read them. I fail at that. I'm appalled and saddened and sickened and angry. I am reminded why I consider you a potential threat. To me, that NRA decal in the rear window of your car represents violent death. By displaying that NRA decal on the rear window of your car, you are endorsing violent death. By endorsing violent death, you show me that you do not care about the tens of thousands of gun deaths in the United States every year. You don't care about the gun deaths at Columbine. You don't care about the gun deaths at Virginia Tech. You don't care about the gun deaths at Tucson. You don't care about the gun deaths at Aurora. You don't care about the gun death at the movie theater up the road from here on Wesley Chapel, yes. You don't care about the gun deaths at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown. You don't care about the gun deaths at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. You don't care about the gun deaths this morning at Bridgewater Plaza in Virginia. That is what the NRA decal displayed in the rear window of your car tells me. Is that fair? Is it just me? Is it just of me to conclude that you don't care about the loss of human life because of the proliferation of guns in the U.S. simply because you choose to display an NRA decal in the rear window of your car? Maybe not. Yet how am I to know that you're not the next good guy with a gun to snap? How am I to know that something about the way I drive or something about the way your day or life is going or something imagined by you and unimaginable to me triggers the compulsion to shoot and to kill? Because of that NRA decal in the rear window of your car, because I am the father of two beautiful boys who are growing up with a backdrop of rampant gun violence, the only responsible conclusion for me to draw is that you are armed and dangerous, that you are a threat. That you could, if you choose, pull out your gun and shoot me or my children without a thought or even provocation. Maybe that is not fair. Maybe you are a gentle, kind person who happens to enjoy shooting sports. Maybe. All I know is what the NRA decal in the rear window of your car tells me. Here's a fair conclusion, though. You care more about your, quote, right, end quote, to own a gun than you care about my right to live without the fear that members of my family or my friends might be shot and killed at school, at the movies, in our car, on the job, in church, and anywhere. Anywhere at all. It is more important to you that the 300 million guns in the United States remain in the hands of their owners than it is for my children to grow up in a country where violent gun deaths are an anomaly rather than the norm. You would rather risk more lives, thousands more, than take responsible action on gun control. In your world, that is an acceptable number of violent gun deaths. I conclude that about you because you choose to display that NRA decal in the rear window of your car. How does it feel to know that the father, the husband, the son, the friend, the rider in the car behind you is afraid of what you might do because of that NRA decal displayed in the rear window of your car? How does that feel to you? Actually, never mind. I don't really want to know. The first thing that I think about when I read that little thing that got pulled down as soon as it gathered a little bit of attention because it was getting slammed around, is that somebody out there needs to grow a pair. Yeah. Somebody out there needs to man up a little bit. And to me, an NRA decal in a car means about as much as a coexist decal on a car. It is a statement of a belief. I happen to think that all of these coexist stickers that I see out there, and I don't know who they want me to coexist with. I do it every day. I do it every day. Unless somebody's going to do something to me, then I choose not to coexist, and I choose to maybe end their existence, should it come to that. And, you know, that's why the NRA decal is probably next to the coexist decal. The supposition here that we that are gun rights people, that we that believe in freedom and everything else, that we think that there's any level of acceptable violence is insulting. It is purely insulting. And the fact that we're out there making this statement, you know, when you're out there carrying a gun on a daily basis, you're making a statement that I have chosen to put options in front of me should violence come up. And depending on how proficient you are at it, you may be quite the dangerous person. However, the thing, here's the fact of the matter. You are surrounded by people that you don't know anything about either. Just like these guys. A lot of these guys, the ones that don't live in abject hoplophobic fear of you, are out there any minute now. They would love to see a absolute monopoly of violence fall into the hands of the government, in the hands of certain people anyway. Apparently, they don't think the military should have guns unless they're being used as thugs and sent to do some political thing. Cops, they're completely out of control. They don't need guns either to protect themselves or me and you. So who should have guns? The liberals. The liberals. The liberals that would disarm you should have guns. They want guns. They completely understand it. But here's the thing about this stuff, okay? Rightfully so. They're out there right now today screaming. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. We're about to run out of time. I don't even want to get off on that. I've got a full response to this about what the whining about the NRA decal says about the person that was whining about it. And all of those that feel that way. And it's appropriate, and it is measured, and it is apt. And you deserve everything you're about to hear. Some of you out there need to take this and play this for your anti-gun friends. Okay? Okay. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I just read to you verbatim an article from an absolute beta male who got quite distracted because apparently he's describing, now he doesn't even describe the vehicle, it's almost conceptual. What do I think when I see the NRA decal on your car? And I don't even know how much conceptual that is, because what he's basically saying is he's zeroing in so much on that decal, maybe he doesn't even know what kind of car it's on. Which is concerning, because after all, he's behind the wheel of a car. He's operating a car. He's got cars to the left, cars to the right, cars behind him, and me in front of him. The thought that he's going to be completely grabbed up and petrified by fear is a little disturbing for me. I feel bad for his kids, too. I feel bad for his sons, his two beautiful boys, because they have a beta male to look up to. Imagine that. Imagine coming into a parking lot or on the road. You know, one in six, a little less than one in six people in the United States belong to the NRA. So there's a one in six chance that you're going to Or is it 1 in 60? Maybe 1 in 60. So every time you see, every 61st car you see, it may be an NRA member. And they may have a decal on the back of their car. So this guy, every time he sees that 61st car, he is gripped by irrational fear. He has this recurring series of thoughts. It's all based on lies. And he's so distracted by that that now he's a threat to himself. He's a threat to the other motorists. And if his two beautiful boys are in the car, he's a threat to them. If you are so snatched up by the appearance of a sticker, what does that say about you? What does that say about you? It says, you know, what's the bigger problem here? The sticker, which is it could say anything. There's many of them that do. And here's one that says NRA. When the adhesive and the paper company and all, you know, they just got this order and they got given the emblem of the NRA and they got the NRA letters and they were ordered to print it. And then right after that, it might have been support your local little league or something, or vote for Romney or whatever. They were printing out stickers left, right, and center that particular day. They didn't give any more thought to one than they did the other. And yet, when you slam it on the back of a car and you have a beta male like this cat, his wussified musings come to the forefront, and he forgets everything. All of these things that he says he knows about a gun owner, based on the fact that they have a sticker on the car. You know, sometimes you buy a car used that might have all kinds of stickers on the back of it. His imagination is running wild, and he's projecting his fears on whoever may be driving that car. Not a single one of the things that he says he knows about that gun owner are true, not even remotely. And yet he truly thinks that they are. And that's sad, because that you know, is basically telling somebody that you know, I'm not going to take the time to look into this myself. The reality is that none of these murders that come to this guy's mind were not committed by an NRA member. In fact, they were committed by a beta male. This particular one was committed by, the last one was committed by a beta male. Dylan Roof was a beta male. And they were deluded. Most of them are deluded. They're schizophrenic. There's a lot of things they are. They are people who are unable to deal with the reality of life. They are unable to cope with normal setbacks or adversity. They are men who can't act like a man and confront a situation head on. And instead, they choose to handle their failure like a coward. And take it out on others, projecting, using a gun. And then when they even have to face the repercussions for that, then they cash out. They shoot themselves. Ask yourself this. If a single one of these incidents of a coward with a gun wantonly murdering random people, the very type of situation that comes rushing to this whiny person's mind, were in fact perpetrated by an NRA member, do you not think that the likes of Shannon Watts, Mike Bloomberg, the Bradys, do you not think they would not be coming out, parading that out in front of everybody, pointing out that the incident was committed by an NRA member? Do you not think that would be the case? Instead, they say, well, this was caused by the NRA. Hope you're happy, NRA. When you go to a law enforcement office in certain places, especially out in the heartland of the United States, you'll see in the parking lot, you'll see a lot of NRA stickers. You'll see a lot of those in law enforcement. in law enforcement. But oddly enough, this soft-headed cat here, this one that is so grabbed by this sight of a sticker, he's probably surrounded by people carrying guns, minding their own business. And they're making the world safer so that he can walk around as a wuss. They're keeping the little soft-headed sissy safe from the many evil people out there who use guns for evil. None of them members of the NRA. So, this is what we face. We face the weak-minded, and we face the tyrants. And they're in league together. They're in league. We're facing, on one hand, we got the wolves who have somehow lulled the sheep into sleep. They're sleepwalking. They're walking around. They're like ventriloquist dummies. They're just making sounds, bleating at us. Guns are bad. Guns are this. Guns are that. I hope that this guy never meets up with a real bad guy. Because, one, he's not going to see him coming because he's not going to have an NRA sticker on his car. He's not going to be in a car. He's going to run up on the guy. And maybe with a gun, maybe not. Maybe it'll be a knife. Maybe he'll just punch him in the face. I don't know. And then, if it's just hand-to-hand, they're going to beat him half to death. One thing I will recommend to you out there, and this, you know, is worth exactly what you're going to pay for it. All of you guys out there that may be looking for parenting tips if you're new fathers, don't go to dadscribe.com. That's not where I would go. Nope, wouldn't go that way. Be right back, though, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. They don't know ISIS is here already. They got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, one thing you'll notice is they are already circling back to business as usual because, you know, we know a lot of things about Vester Flanagan now, and Vester Flanagan's not good for the, he was a Obama voter. He was black. He was gay. I mean, this is the guy that gets the free pass. If anybody gets a free pass, it's him. The only thing he didn't do was kill cops. If he'd killed cops, that would have been the full trifecta. Bad enough to kill anybody, though. It's horrible to kill anybody. So they've circled back. You know, Hillary's back out there worrying about her email scandal. The gun grabbers will keep on pushing this for everything it's worth, but they'll keep pushing it, and they're going to push it for the trifecta. They have three things they are seeking. And we are led to believe that if they could only get these last three things, it will make everything better. Of course, none of these three things would have affected Vester Flanagan. They didn't stop Dylann Roof. They did not stop Adam Lanza. Well, what's in place did stop Adam Lanza. Then he just murdered his mother and took her guns that she obtained legally. I mean, they find a way. They find a way. So their trifecta, of course, is expanded background checks, magazine, standard capacity magazine bans, and, of course, assault weapon bans, because that's going to make everything better. Here's the problem with this, okay? This is where we get to turn their own logic against them. Right now, they look at the 11 million claimed known illegal immigrants here in the United States today, the illegal aliens, the ones sucking $20, $30 billion out of the economy per year, sending it to Mexico. They look at them and say that is impossible to round them up and deport them. Okay. Here's my question. What are you guys going to do with 340? How are you going to get 340 million plus guns out of half of the adults in the United States, out of over 60 million households in the United States? How are you going to do it? You're going to try. The only way you can possibly make that happen, and you've already tried it with a lot of things. You've already got expanded background checks in Colorado, but we see how that's working. We see how it's working in Washington State. They're still trying to figure out how to enforce that. We see how the registration works, which has to go along with expanded background checks in Connecticut and in New York, where the numbers are so low and the defiance is so high that it is making a laughingstock out of the people that put it in place and, you know, are pounding the lectern. Now, the problem with this is that it is truly undoable. It is a logistical impossibility to confiscate those kinds of weapons to that degree to where you get rid of guns in the United States. It's just impossible to do. I don't care if you bring in the UN and the Chinese and the Russians and the Hare Krishnas and the Salvation Army. It doesn't matter who you bring in. You would be facing something that would be just absolutely, it would run you over like a bulldozer. You get that. I know you understand that. All of you coastal liberals, you get this idea because you're not going to put on the Kevlar. You're not going to put on the boots and kick in the doors. You're not going to be the ones leading that charge. And the ones that you expect to lead that charge will desert you. They will desert you. So all of these claims for gun control, folks. Yes, I know that they're down there and they're pushing the thing with the old UN arms trade treaty. All of that stuff from that one on down, all they can get is what we volunteer. The low info voters may actually allow certain things to happen in certain states. They did it in Washington State. They did it in Colorado. And they didn't even really do it in Colorado. In Colorado, the senators just stopped listening to their constituents. It's a way of life in certain states. In New York State, it's a way of life. In New Jersey, it's a way of life. In Maryland, it's a way of life. In Illinois, the Illinois residents are fighting back hard, even though the Chicago residents, the anti-gun Chicago residents, want to push around the cities around them and say, well, you can't sell guns either. It is a unicorn they cannot hope to put a bridle to. Confiscating, you know, I'm looking at everything, and we're going to talk about this in a minute, but there's a figure out there right now that some people a little smarter than me have come up with. There's an estimation that there is probably somewhere north of 363 million guns here in the United States today. 363 million. That's quite a bunch of guns. The gun control proposals that they have out there are in play in various places throughout the world and throughout the United States, and they're proven failures. They only hassle innocent people, and they're never going to, and the people they hassle aren't ever planning to shoot anybody, aren't going to shoot anybody, haven't got it in them. And yet we get these same things recycled over and over again as if there's somehow some sort of silver bullet, some sort of magical spell. It's the, you know, the last thing we need. If we just had this, we would end gun violence, as they say. It's telling that the first target after each mass shooting is a so-called assault rifle, even though all rifles, assault and otherwise, account for fewer than 300 shootings in the U.S. annually. All long guns. Background checks covers nearly every gun transaction out there because it did away with the private FFL holder because they wanted to restrict gun sales. Now, the big majority of them go through FFL dealers. One piece of bad data out there that you might find here and there doesn't change anything. Shootings happen even when background checks work. Mr. Flanagan had nothing in his background, nothing in his record. Nobody had ever pushed him forward. Nobody had ever tried to get anything out of him to get him in mental health training. So nothing was on his record. There was no way to stop him from buying a gun. Now, you could go after drug addiction, which is the root cause of many, many murders. if you want to reduce murder. You could go after poverty. You could go ahead and shore up the black family that you've already destroyed. There's a lot of things you could do. But no, you've got to get out there and lead with lies and conflation of data and misinformation and all this other stuff. And it's a losing proposition for you. Ask Bill Clinton. Ask Barack Obama. Barack Obama couldn't get it when he had the Senate. Barack Obama didn't try to get it when he had the Senate and the House. I don't know why. I personally think that part of it is sort of a strategic blunder on his part. But when he had Pelosi and Reid in place running everything for him, he didn't go after gun control. No, he wanted to reshape the nation's health care. So, all of your common sense has been tried. Everybody's had it. Everybody's looked at it. Everybody's tried it. It's out in the open. We know it doesn't work. It's going to go nowhere for you. Continually recycling this thing until there is some sort of tangible data that actually backs up your claim. Because there's so much stuff that runs all over your claims. You got issues here. You got big issues here. And if you take a look at the breakdown and everything, this static number of 300 million, that gets blown out of the water real quick. Thanks, Barack Obama. We're going to flip into the next hour. When we get back, we're going to try to figure out exactly how many guns are there in the United States today, because that's germane to this whole conversation about what can we do from the gun grabbers anyway. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.